Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you to Gugu. She'll be back on Monday at 6 o'clock. We're going to be together until 10 today. Being a Thursday, as you know, we usually have some music. That's going to happen after 9 o'clock. And then we'll also have What to Watch as well with Leo Remark. That's going to happen just before that. So let's kick off the show. And on the line with us is Kenny Kunene. They had a press briefing today as the Patriotic Alliance. He comes to us as now the Deputy President of Patriotic Alliance. A very good evening, and thank you so much, Mr. Kunene, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Kunene.
Yeah.
Can you hear us? All right. He is on the line. He is live on the line, but I'm not sure if Mr. Kunene can hear us. Can you hear us, Mr. Kunene?
Yes, I can hear you, Pimelo. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for making time for us this evening. We just want to touch base with you. We actually haven't spoken to you since the elections, and you had a press briefing today reflecting on your results as a Patriotic Alliance. Some really strong gains since 2019. You've really done well as a party.
Yes, indeed. Indeed, it was a lot of sweat. It was a lot of hard work, but also the grace of God has helped us to achieve what we have achieved.
Today you were showing off a bit, if I may say so. A couple of people who have moved from other political parties, mainly quite a few of them from the EFF and some from also other parties and other formations, Dudula as well. You know, just your reaction to that.
We are really humbled, Pimelo, by these leaders. These are not just ordinary people. As you'd have seen, that the national organizer of the EFF made that conscious decision to say the PA is the future, and therefore he wants to be associated with it. The former commander of APLA, who served 27 years in prison, that Kenny Motsamai, also leading the EFF, joining us. The three leaders from Mpumalanga of the EFF who have been in the MPL and also in the provincial structures, leaders from Gauteng, from regions and the provincial structures of the EFF, and also former MPLs joining us. So these are leaders in their own right. And we are very humbled, but obviously our message has been very clear that we are an alliance of people who love South Africa, who would always put South Africans first, who would always put the country first. And as they were asked questions as to why they decided to choose the PA, their answer was they align with what the PA stands for.
Mm-hmm.
They align with the Abraham, the message. They align with putting South Africans first. So we are glad that our message is ultimately being accepted and welcomed by leaders in other political parties. I can assure you that today I got a call,
mm-hmm,
after the press conference,
yes,
of other senior leaders from other political organizations, including the ANC, who are saying they want to see me next week. They want to join the PA. The PA is the party that is serious about this country and turning around this country.
So, I mean, in the Western Cape, you have three seats, Northern Cape, three seats. You have two seats in Gauteng, Eastern Cape, two seats. And yet you are saying, and this is phenomenal, I mean, you are now the sixth largest party in the country, but you are saying that you feel robbed. Explain that.
Yeah, we feel robbed. We were robbed. It's not a feeling. It's a fact. We were robbed in the Western Cape, Northern Cape, and Gauteng. We have evidence of that. In the Garden Route, the IEC managed to correct that robbery after our people picked it up and they reported it to the IEC. However, in other parts of the Western Cape, unfortunately, it was not corrected. So, but be that as it may, we have accepted the results. We are the sixth largest party in the country, and we believe that God's hand is in everything that we do. As we would know, that Romans 8, verse 28 says, everything happens for the good of those who love God, who have been chosen according to his purpose. And we believe that our love for God confirms that we have been chosen. We have been chosen for his purpose. So we have accepted, and you're saying, let us move on with what we have.
You made quite a statement with regards to indigenous leaders. You're calling them royal leaders in the party, that you're going to have quite a strong focus on what people would call traditional leaders, that you need to problematize the word traditional, and you want to give a lot more attention to leaders in communities, indigenous leaders, calling them royal leaders.
Yes. Timelo, I addressed the leadership of Controversy in Gauteng the first time I interacted with them as a political leader. And one of the issues that I raised, and everywhere else, my message was clear. Why are you being called traditional leaders? Because we as South Africans, whether Zulu, Xhosa, or whatever, we call you Inkosi, Morena. So we acknowledge that your leadership is by heredity, is by blood. But why are you reducing yourselves to being called traditional leaders? When in English, the word that would match Morena in quotes would be royalty, a royal, a king, a chief. That is royalty. So in England, they call themselves royalty. In Denmark, they call themselves royalty, and everywhere else. Why are you calling yourself traditional leaders here? And I said to them, you are not leaders of traditional dancers. You are not leaders of traditional events. You are royalty. That is why you are not respected by the democratic government. That is why your role is not even defined in the constitution. Because the Western powers want to do to South Africa what they did in Canada, in the USA, and in Australia, where they reduced the indigenous cultures and traditions to the mountains. Those leaders are living in the mountains. They have done that with the Khoisan chiefs in the Western Cape, where they are nowhere, they don't even have land. And they want to eradicate chieftaincy, kingship, in the whole of South Africa. So, and I was saying to them, you need to define yourself properly. And that is why, Pimelo, we are the only political party that has got a league of royal leaders, Patriotic Royal Alliance, which is led by one of them, Prince Manene Taban, who is the national chairperson, who is also an NEC member, so that he can advance the plight and the issues of royal leaders in our party. You cannot talk about land without talking about to royal leaders. You can't talk about heritage and culture and our traditions without talking to royal leaders. So that is close to our hearts. And that includes traditional indigenous healers. You've seen an organization that which is a traditional indigenous healers, because indigenous medicines are working today. In fact, Western powers have taken indigenous medicines, and they've turned them into scientific medicines, and some of which are not even effective. I can tell you now, during COVID, I was using lengana. I was using that herb, boiling it, inhaling it, drinking it, and I am still here today. I never had these issues that people had. So indigenous herbs need to be recognized. The Western powers want us to shy away from who we are. We cannot allow that. So as the PA, as the Patriotic Alliance, we are embracing royal leaders, traditional medicines, traditional healers, and we are saying we need to define their role and make sure that they are recognized and their role is recognized.
Mm. You pointed out that quite a majority of your voters were coloured people, yes. That you want to attract the white, Indian and black communities. Why do you think that was? Why do you think there was such a pool of coloured people who resonated with the party?
No, it was part of our strategy. Mm-hmm. In 2013, when after we formed this party in October 2014, February, we went to the Western Cape, specifically Cape Town region. We went to the Cape Metro. We mobilized religious leaders, community activists, and spread this message of PA. We wanted to give the PA a constituency because we realized that all political parties have constituencies from all the different races. But the colored constituency is a by the way. It supports everybody else, yet it does not have a party that speaks to their plight, to their issues. They are not represented around the political table. That's why myself and the president and Charles Siliez, who is white, by the way, went to the to Cape Town, and we then gave the Patriotic Alliance that base. And now we are ready now to expand because that base has put us into power in 2021. 2016, we had 5 seats. 2021, we had more seats. Now we are in 2024 and we've got 330,000 votes, of which about 80-90% vote come from there. Now, our own brothers, I am black, I'm not colored, we are not a colored party, but we are saying all parties that are led by black people find their constituencies in the black areas. All parties led by white people find their constituencies in the white areas, and Indians the same. We are saying, but they are still voted by whites, blacks, and coloreds, and Indians. So we are saying that is our base, that is our constituency. However, we are a multiracial party, we are a colorful party, and now we are going strong into making sure that all the others embrace us. The people, some of the people that have joined us have said, we thought you and Gating, this thing of politics is a hobby. But with this result, and with the way that you have been conducting yourselves, we realize that you are serious about the changing, about changing this country. And that is why we are now coming. So we are going to grow in all the areas of South Africa and make sure that we are the number one party come 2029, come 2026.
You are now part of the Government of National Unity. Many of you differ on many things. You now have the DA, for instance, that is managing home affairs. And you know what they've done immediately when they came in. They issued those temporary visas. You've been adamant that immigration is one of the things that, even in your manifesto, that is very important to you. Illegal immigrants, you need them all out. That's what your manifesto was saying. When you look at how different some of your priorities are in the GNU, what for you as a Patriotic Alliance will be a priority to take forward? This Lekgotla, I suppose it will be a statement. I'm not sure what it will be called by the time you guys have all met and come up with some sort of consensus. What for you will be a matter of priority as a Patriotic Alliance to take forward?
Look, our position is that the mass deportation of illegal immigrants will address a lot of social ills. It will address the issue of crime. So as we go into this Lekgotla, the president, who is the minister, honorable minister of sports, arts and culture and other MPLs, will then have to advance our manifesto points. But also they will have to advance the mandate of sports, arts and culture. Make sure that the vision of the president or of the minister is captured, finds expression in this Lekgotla. But also our manifesto points of bringing God back to schools finds expression. Also the issue of illegal immigrants finds expression. The issue of job creation, the issues of beneficiation. So all these issues of our turnaround strategy for the country must find expression in that particular Lekgotla. And obviously, deliberations will happen, and then we will then take it from there. But we are not walking away from Abaha Bay. The mass deportation of illegal immigrants is key to the success of this country, but also to addressing social ills and crime.
I don't want to make you the spokesperson of the Department of Arts and Culture, but I want to ask you something while we're on it. You said, you know, you would want to advance, obviously, issues of his ministry, the president of the Patriotic Alliance. Obviously, you've seen that there's been a lot of commotion over the past couple of days. Minister of Arts, Sports and Culture has been quite enthusiastic, pronouncing very quickly on the super fans, and then there was a release of the list of people who got some funding during COVID times. There's been a back and forth. In fact, the last statement that was released by Minister of Sports and Arts and Culture was that there are people that are on list that shouldn't have been on the list. This is on Twitter, and all of that will be rectified. Your take on, was it premature to when you review and when you've spoken to release the lists of people who benefited from COVID?
No, it was not premature. It was the right time. You see, ministers get into positions and they talk. Getting McKenzie is an action man. I'm an action man. We understand that we come from minus zero. So when we are given a task, we have to perform better than anybody else. So it was not premature. The release of that list was critical to transparency, but also to determining whether that list was authentic or not. Now, I tweeted that Winnie called me and said, my name is on the list, yet I did not apply for COVID fund, and I did not receive it. So, because the minister released that list, we now know that there are people who have stolen money and used other people's names. There's Africana names in that list. There's English surnames in that list. But there's also foreigner names in that list. So how do foreigners get paid, get help, whilst ordinary South Africans are not? So the release of that list has actually exposed the rot that is in that department. And that is why at the press conference, as the PA, we said, we are requesting and humbly saying to the minister, but also demanding that the minister institute a forensic investigation so that that money can be followed and we can know people like Winnie who are saying, I did not receive money, and they are a reference. Where did that money go to? And those people must be held accountable, including officials there at Sports. Who has paid those monies?
And of course, the idea that there should be a forensic investigation, many people will support that. But the release of the statement, many would say and argue that it embarrassed them, that there were, artists that were struggling and they didn't expect that their names would be publicly released based on the fact that they needed the money and the department had called on them to ask for assistance.
Why would you feel embarrassed? You needed help. The taxpayer paid you. So why don't you want the taxpayer to know who they paid? That money belongs to the taxpayer. It belongs to you, Temelo. That's your money. It belongs to a hobo. Because when that hobo buys bread, they pay VAT. It belongs to South Africans. So what is the problem with the shareholder knowing where did their money go? So if you feel embarrassed, it means you have no respect for people that have paid you. In business, shareholders are taken into confidence as to where the money went. So why in government should it be an embarrassment? So if you are embarrassed, return the money. Show that when you've got money and you don't want to be embarrassed. Return the money. Say, no, Sports, there's your 10,000, there's your 20,000. I don't want to be embarrassed. You wanted the money, you touted the money. Why are you being embarrassed?
Patriotic Alliance Deputy President, I really appreciate you taking the time talking to us. Kenny Kunene, thank you very much for your time, sir.
It's a pleasure, Pamela, always. Thank you.
you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.